Next prime directive of the unconscious mind? Your unconscious mind takes everything personally. This is the mechanism for perception is projection, which we talked about earlier. Your unconscious mind takes everything that you think and everything that you say as a suggestion upon which it acts. And it doesn't matter whether you're thinking about yourself or somebody else. It doesn't matter whether you're saying it about yourself or someone else. You've probably heard that little saying, you know, when there's one finger pointing out at somebody else, there's three fingers pointing back at you. When I first got into sales in the early 1990s, I was told by my sales manager, never speak badly of the competition. It always says more about you than it does about them. This is the way your unconscious mind works. So you need to be very, very careful what you think and what you say about yourself and other people. For instance, let's have an example. Let's say you're walking down the street and you see a car that you'd really like. You go, wow, look at that car, isn't it fantastic? And then the door opens and a 17-year-old kid gets out and you're thinking, oh, look at that. He's only 17 years old. How could he ever afford a car like that? He must either be born rich or he must be a drug dealer or a criminal or whatever it may be. But now just think about what you've said to your unconscious mind. What you've said is, people won't like you if you have a car like that. What you've also said is that you could only have a car like that if you were born rich or you were a drug dealer or a crook. If you weren't born rich and you're not willing to be a drug dealer or be a criminal, you've just given your unconscious mind a suggestion that you can't get that car. So the important thing here is because your unconscious mind does take everything personally and does take everything as a suggestion upon which it acts, is to always think and talk other people up. That's where that presupposition of NLP comes in. Everyone is magnificent. If you're wandering around, noticing what's magnificent about everyone, then your unconscious mind takes that as a suggestion for you. If you see someone who's doing something that you really want to do, congratulate them, either out loud or just inside. If you see someone who has something that you want, congratulate them inside or outside. What that means is that all the time you're giving your unconscious mind suggestions for what you want to be, for what you want to do, for what you want to have.